Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
And welcome back again. This is Tom Hauser from 5 Eyewitness News. So do not adjust your radio dial. This is 830 News Talk, WCCO. I am filling in today and tomorrow ahead of my regular full-time job over at 5 Eyewitness News. And I am joined today by a colleague, a former colleague of mine, who is going to be in this chair permanently starting next month, Benita Saukar, my former co-anchor on 5 Eyewitness News Morning, oh, so many years ago.
Good morning, Hauser. You're good at this.
You really are. Do I owe you money still? I've got is a checkbook. It is going to be so much fun to have you in this role. But like we mentioned when we talked a bit ago, I'm going to miss you over at St. Thomas because, you know, I've got a daughter over there. And my son, Nick, was there as well. We are among 15 Hausers who have gone to the University of St. Thomas. So I'm glad that you found out firsthand why my family loves St. Thomas so much.
Roll Toms. I have so much purple in my closet right now. I tell you, that place, am I kind of an unofficial Tommy, even though
absolutely.
I didn't go there?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's such a great place. It was a wonderful place, but hello, I get to be at the mic here at WCCO Radio every morning. How cool is that?
And I know you are such a sports fanatic, and I know you love all sports. You love the news, so this is a perfect fit for you. Now, I don't know how these guys are going to be with your heavy metal proclivities. They're going to have to work that into some of the bumper music.
I don't know if people will enjoy that. I totally get it. Jimmy was asking me what kind of music I liked. I said, well, I'm kind of a metalhead, but I like 80s and 70s too.
It's a heavy metal Christmas with Benita Saukar. She'll come in. You can come in dressed, as a member of KISS or something.
Hey, you were talking earlier this morning to Blois Olson about backyard rinks, and I love when you post those pictures of your backyard rink because we had one, too, when our kids were younger. And the memories, the sounds of the sticks on the ice in the backyard, and I miss that so much.
There is nothing better. And I remember when you came over with your son Jack, and Jack and my son Nick played hockey together out in the backyard. And then they once even played against each other.
They did.
Remember in that, that in Pee Wee's, I think?
It was in, yes.
A tournament at Highland.
It was at Highland. Jack was with the St. Paul Capitals. And
Nick was a Minnetonka Skipper.
Yes. And from what I remember, I think we beat you. Or is that just selective memory?
But I think my son scored 5 goals on your son, and we lost 8-7. No.
Wait a minute.
We all have our own memories about what our kids accomplished, right?
They're always bigger than they really were.
But
right?
I do love building the backyard rink. And now I build it mostly for my neighborhood kids. Yeah. Now when my sons are home this holiday week, they're going to be out there playing, you know, for about a week or so. But it's all the neighborhood kids. I love it when they come over. I always tell them, hey, if you come over at night and you need the lights turned on, just throw a snowball at the window and I'll flip them on. And it's just so much fun. And about 2 or 3 times a year, I'll organize a party for all of them and the parents. And all the kids will come over and we'll have a big skating, not just hockey, because some kids don't play hockey, but just opening up for skating or hockey, whatever they want to do. And I just love to get people enthused about the outdoors in Minnesota and also about skating and playing hockey.
Absolutely. I love that you do that. Yeah. Just for the neighborhood kids, too.
It's fun. But I've been doing it now. This is my 21st rink. I started at my house in Eagan for 4 or 5 years, and I've been doing it for 17 years now, I think, in Chanhassen. And I love it. It's a lot of work, though, as you know. And you're at the mercy of the weather. I mean, you're at the complete mercy of – you're flooding the rink, and you're just – you know the year what was it, 2010 or 11 when the Metrodome collapsed?
Oh, yeah.
That same night, it collapsed my hockey rink because that was a wet, heavy snow that was not predicted to be that much snow or that wet and that heavy. I had just flooded a couple days before. The snow was so heavy that it collapsed the top layer of ice into the water, and my rink looked like the surface of the moon for about 2 weeks.
We had that same thing happen early on, one of the first times we were putting a rink together, and my husband filled it up, and there was a thaw. And you know how St. Paul yards are like postage stamp yards, some of them, so tiny, it literally drained into our neighbor's yard, and they didn't get mad. And you know what? There's still a puck on their garage that still from back in the day, and I love looking at it. They haven't taken it down.
I've heard stories about people's backyard rinks draining into other neighbors' basements.
Oh, boy. I'm so glad that didn't happen.
A friend of mine who built a rink, he told me this great story about he and his wife are sitting in their family room. They got a bottle of wine, the fire going. The rink has been flooded. They're just waiting for it to freeze. Then they hear this big snap, crackle, pop, and they go, what was that? And he looks out the back window. The entire rink had collapsed, the boards in back, and it washed down the hill.
It's a horrifying feeling. There's nothing you can do either.
No.
There it goes, into your neighbor's yard.
But it does raise the question about our intellect. In a Minnesota winter, that we're going to try to do this and defy Mother Nature and think you can shape it the way you want the ice to be. And, my ice still isn't the way I like it, but I'm hoping by Christmas vacation when all the kids are off, they're going to have some nice, smooth ice.
I can't even imagine your water bill just filling up that huge rink and that huge yard you have.
The city water department tells me it's about 10,000 gallons of water, I think, that I put into it. So it's a healthy, but it's cheaper than trying to keep the lawn green during a drought like I did this summer. Well, Vanita, I'm so excited that you're going to be. What's your official start date here?
January 3rd.
January 3rd.
Yes.
I'm going to be listening, as you know.
Thank you.
And it's going to be so much fun. And you'll get to talk about all the news of the day every day, which I know is a passion of yours. And today we're all going to be watching for the verdict in the former Officer Kimberly Potter trial. If it happens today, we don't know, but people are thinking it's probably going to happen today, and they'll have it covered here on News Talk WCCO and also over on 5 Eyewitness News. So, Vanita, I can't wait for you to get started, and it's great that you had a microphone that worked this time.
Wasn't that classic? So, my first time on the morning show, and the mic didn't work.
That's the story you can tell 20 years from now.
Absolutely.
Anything else wouldn't be that memorable. So, Vanita, thank you, and best of luck to you as you get started next month.
Join me sometime again, Hauser.
We can talk politics. How about that?
Absolutely.
When Blois isn't talking politics, then you can have me when Blois is off. How about that?
Sounds good.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches?
Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball. Home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.